Check it.
Wake up.
Yeah. Morning show.
On phone
show.
Line, Gloria Govan. And Noah, it's early in L.A. right now. Good morning.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm great. You know, I've just been watching you for a couple of years, and actually, I think you're a very beautiful woman. And
thank you. Oh, wait, you're talking to her.
Yes. I'm not talking to you, Frida.
I'm talking to Gloria Govan.
And, of course, Gloria, of course, you guys, she's on Basketball Wives L.A. And here's one of the things I like about you. You know, back in the day when everybody was trying to, like, oh, Gloria, she's hard and this and that and blah, blah, blah. You stood your ground on everything, you know?
I do.
I dug that, you know? I like it. It's like I'm not going to cower to, you know, the powers that be. You stood your ground, and I dig that. So that's why you're one of my favorites on that show.
But, you know, you did.
I appreciate that.
You did stand your ground, and some people didn't dig it, and they went on you on Twitter. And how did you feel about that?
Well, you know, honestly, I think not being attacked, but kind of like standing my ground is something I've had to do for a long time. So, you know, just another form of having to defend yourself. It does never really bother me. But I was surprised that some people kind of were taken aback by that. I was like, you know, I was not that I expected everybody to jump on my side, but I was like, what? Is
but
that
you know,
not okay? Can I not? You know what I mean?
Like, right. But Gloria, at some point, do you know, when you get hate like that, at some point do you go like, so what? You know, this is what I do. This is who I am. Is that the approach that you take?
Yeah, you know, honestly, you have to, because if you let them get to you, I would be miserable every day. You know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't get, like, some type of haterism on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. So at some point, you kind of have to just go, you know what? Like, it is what it is. Because
see, the second scene is in production right now, and I know Jackie Christie was kind of stirring things up. Is she still on the show this?
Oh, Jackie. Yeah. She's black. She's, you know, she honestly plays, like, a really significant part, though, in the show. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she caused, obviously, as you know, the audience can tell, she caused so much risk last year. But, no, she's black. She made her way back.
So I'm looking at your Instagram. And I'm looking at all these pictures of you and Matt, and I just wonder, I mean, are you guys together? Because it looks like on the pictures you're together, like, everywhere.
Yeah. No, we're back together. We took, like, an 8-month break. We split up. We moved out. You know, we moved in separate houses, whatever. We did our thing. And, we ended up, you know, getting back together. And it's so hard to not, like, talk about the future, but, we're just taking it one day at a time.
I love it. You guys look like such a happy family.
Hey, Matt, don't take any more breaks, baby. Let me just keep it real with you, okay? Because, Gloria, I do want to say that, you know, besides being an attractive woman, you're very bright. You got a number of things that you're doing. You're hosting a new entertainment show, right?
I am. It's called Backstage Confidential. Yeah, and it's going to be on Showtime 2013.
Really?
Now you're also acting. You got another, like, cleanup show. Now, is this all stuff you did before the reality show?
You know, it was stuff that I was interested in. But once I got to L.A., I was kind of like, you know, what better time to kind of pursue this than now? The boys are still young. They're turning 4 in November. But, you know, so I was just like, forget it. Like, I'm just going to kind of focus on me a little bit. And during that 8-month break is when I really, really went hard on it. Like, I was like, I'm doing this.
That's cool.
Let me ask you a question about, you know, I know a lot of people are boycotting reality shows now because now, I mean, you know, and I have to say there are some that I just cannot watch. Do you think that your show will be a little bit more positive? But you got to have some craziness in there for people to watch.
I know. See, so, that's the crazy part. It's such a fine line. You know, like, you can't be boring. No one wants to see us skipping down the street. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody
got to get socked.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it's crazy. Like,
so you haven't fought any this season or your sister. Your sister's not. I saw a picture of your sister. Your sister looks great, by the way.
But she looked like she can take somebody down.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with her.
She's still a beast.
All right, hey, Gloria, if somebody wants to get back at you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
You can follow me on Twitter. It's @GloGovan. I'm on Instagram. It's the same thing. It's @GloGovan. Facebook, you know, I try to comment or, you know, kind of reply back to all my fans as much as I can. So
that's cool.
I'm always on social media if you guys get a chance to check
all
me
right.
out.
All right. Well, Gloria, we got to roll. We really appreciate you getting up because I know it's early over there. And next, when you get to show up and run, make sure you give us a call. We'll give you some love, okay?
I will. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, baby.
Now 1.1 The Wiz.